T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Peter DeJesus is joining us live this morning, the president of the Western New York AFL-CIO. We're talking about the Starbucks unionization effort. The voting is continuing. Peter, good morning. Attention's been on this voting at 3 local Starbucks. I think the expectation is that this is going to go through. What is your position on this? How closely are you working with these Starbucks employees?
Well, good morning. I believe your expectations are right. We are expecting that the stores, one or all three, will unionize. And then we're expecting the board to certify that vote. And from there, we'll begin the hard process of, negotiating for the first contract.
The question always becomes, because it is a little bit of a different industry, right? When we're talking about Starbucks, or, a while ago we were talking about spot coffee, than what we're typically used to talking about with unions, healthcare workers or at the auto industry. How does it differ, if at all, when you're talking about unionization in the service industry?
I don't believe it does. I believe what we're talking about is workers' will. Workers' will to have a seat at the table, to have a say in their terms and conditions of employment. That doesn't change, regardless of the industry. So I don't see this changing much at all.
What will change for the employees if the vote does go through?
Well, they'll just transition. They'll transition from, a phase of trying to obtain recognition from the employer to bargain and negotiate in terms and conditions of their first contract. That's where the real work will start. They will win recognition, hopefully at one or all three of the stores. And then, like I said, the real hard work will be in securing that first contract.
In that contract, I mean, will these workers have strike power to do that? Because isn't that really kind of the backbone of ensuring that your demands are met?
Well, that's always a tool that can be used. It is never the tool that wants to be used. But yes, most contracts do contain some type of strike language. Their power, will come in the terms and conditions of their employment, having a say as to, their hours of work, their wages, their benefits. That's the true power of the union contract. It's having that ability to have your voice heard in a realistic level.
How in that contract, I know one of the issues that they're talking about with the Starbucks employees, it's one of the main issues we saw right at the Mercy Hospital strike that resolved itself just a month ago, was staffing. How do you kind of solve staffing? I mean, pay is one thing, right? I mean, that's something that an employer can directly say, okay, we can pay you this amount of more or whatever benefits there are. But attracting more people to a certain job is almost something that's hard to say, oh, we can definitely do this.
Well, staffing is going to be an issue here. These partners, these workers, they're burnt out, as is in the case in many other fields, right? But we know firsthand that nobody understands how to run a business better than those who are actually doing it. These workers are in there day in and day out. They understand how to work these stores, how to operate these stores, how to make them more efficient. And those voices should be heard.
If this does go through, Peter, you may have 3 union stores and then the rest in the Western New York area. I think there'd be 17 others that are non-union. What would be the noticeable change for a customer? Would there be any?
There's going to be much. I don't think there'll be much change for a customer, right? I mean, I think you're going to see a much happier workforce. When one's voice is being heard on the job, when they're being respected, You know, that makes for a happier workforce, which then makes for, you know, a happier store, a happier location, a happier a service for the customer. So I don't believe much change will come on the customer end of it. It's going to be based on the workers, making sure that they're, you know, their voices are heard and that they're getting a fair shake.
What's the selling point to a prospective employee if, you know, you have somebody out there who says, all right, you know, I think I want to work at Starbucks. I can make a cup of coffee. Now I have an option. I can go to a location that would be unionized, a location that has operated like all the other Starbucks. What is the big selling point for a prospective worker to say, hey, you want to work here where there's a union, and immediately you'll see this, this, and this?
Yes, that's a great question. I think, you know, what Starbucks likes to say is, you know, that they have partners. I think at these unionized stores, when they happen, I believe that we're truly going to have stores that partners are really partners, right? That is going to be the big difference to where you can go to a store where you are going to have a say in the terms and conditions of your employment, your wages, your benefits, your quality of life. And that is going to be the union difference.
Many of the Starbucks workers at these stores say there have been union busting tactics going on, intimidation for several weeks. How disturbing is that to you?
Very, but not unexpected. You know, the Starbucks is not unlike many other companies and corporations that are deploying tactics to scare these employees and to not unionizing. And it's shameful. We know in about 40% of NLRB elections that employers violate the NLRA, the National Labor Relations Act, and holding captive audience meetings, you know, threats, coercion, lies, outright lies. We've seen it here in Buffalo, right? We've seen them bring their CEO in. We've seen, you know, members of the board come into the store to sweep floors, empty garbage. It's shameful. It's shameful that any employer would, you know, stoop to these tactics. But it's even more so why we need to continue to fight on the national level for the PRO Act, which is the People's Right to Organize Act, which would, you know, really add some teeth to the NLRA, which has been watered down. It was created to protect workers, and unfortunately, it is working for companies and not for the workers. Right, so we need to add some bite back to that act and to ensure that workers who stand up, who say that, you know, I want to unionize with my brothers and sisters, I want a seat at the table, I want a say in the terms and conditions of my employment, that they don't have to face what we're seeing right now here in Western New York and across the country.
We're speaking with President of the Western New York AFL-CIO, Peter DeJesus, live on WBEM Buffalo. Before we let you go, Peter, I think the one pushback you get from a lot of people who look at this story and say, what really is that unions are kind of thought of as more something that you would be a part of in your career, right? The teachers union or healthcare, or one of these other unions that we've mentioned before. But this is more when you're talking about the service industry, you're talking about things that people look at more as entry-level jobs, right? Why is a union important on that level the same way it would be important on a different level of a career-level job, so to speak?
Yeah, well, I think we have to stop looking at service positions as you know, entry-level jobs. People go into the service because they choose to serve. It's not unlike when someone goes into the teaching profession or a healthcare. You go into the field because you love to do that type of work, right? Whether it's caring for others, whether it's serving others, you know, that is up to the employee to determine their career, right? It's not up for us as society to say, well, here's what we dictate is a career, what's not a career. They choose to go into the servicing field because they enjoy it. That's what they like to do. That's what they want to do. That is what they're happy to do. And they should have that right to call it a career should they want it.
Peter, thank you for the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Peter DeJesus, president of the Western New York AFL-CIO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.